Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of Credit Union Student Choice's Empower You event. And this one-day event had keynote speaker, former CUNA chief economist and now economic consultant Bill Hample talking about, obviously, he talked about an economic outlook and how consumers and credit unions could fare in a post-pandemic world. And in this particular clip, Bill talks about how COVID, where do we go from here? How COVID will impact our economy moving forward. We already know how it did impact it, but how is it going to impact it moving forward? So Bill gives us the lowdown on all of that.
So what's the impact of COVID? We talk about herd immunity or community immunity, and we say once we get up to community immunity or herd immunity, we won't have to worry about it anymore because enough people will be immune that the virus won't be able to spread anymore, and it'll then atrophy and fade out. We used to think, you know, a year ago, we were shooting for 70% of the population being immune to get herd immunity. The trouble is that the number of the population required to be immune to have herd immunity is a function, among other things, of the transmissibility of the disease. With the transmissibility of previous variants, 70% would have been enough. But since the Delta variant is more contagious, we now need at least 85% to have herd immunity, and who knows what the next variant will be. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not that kind of doctor, but I have been reading a lot about this, and it is not necessarily the case that each new variant is going to be more contagious than the previous one. But, you know, so the next one after Delta could be less contagious or more. We don't know. There are two ways to get immune, either from prior infection or vaccination. I remember last January and February when the vaccinations were coming out, people were knocking each other over and to get to the head of the line in order to get vaccinations. And then about 3 months later, I was at a pharmacy picking up a prescription, and that pharmacist, as they were giving me my prescription, said, "Do you have your COVID vaccine? Would you like a vaccination?" And I thought, oh no, because if that was the case, that meant that we were getting more vaccination resistance than we had expected. We now only have 53% of the population vaccinated. We started out much higher than the rest of the developed world. We're now far behind much of the rest of the developed world. So we've got maybe 12 to 14% of the population with prior immunity from prior infection. We've got a little over 50% vaccinated, so we're at about 65% immunity, and that's not enough for herd immunity now. So we need more people to get vaccinated. The vaccination rates have picked up recently, but they're still not fast enough for us to get the herd immunity. And this is really bad for the whole economy. You know, it's a public health issue, and the faster we get toward herd immunity, the sooner we can act like the COVID is not there, and we don't have to worry about it. If we do it through natural infection as opposed to vaccination, the trouble is we lose a whole lot of lives, as we'll see in the next slide. If we don't get to herd immunity and case rates stay high and death rates stay high, we're not going to see governments shutting down business this time. We might see mask requirements, we'll see vaccination requirements, but we're not going to see business shutdowns. But consumers will do the business shutting down, and they'll do that just by staying away. I've been tracking these numbers for over a year now, and I just updated these a couple of days ago. So this is through, that says through the 5th, this is not, this is through the 14th, I believe. This is U.S. total cases on a 7-day moving average. And this is, notice how the Delta variant here starting in July really increased the case rate. And the cases are measured on the left, by the way, and the death rate, the red line, is measured on the right. We didn't have as many deaths as cases. It's not that bad. So it's horrible, but not that horrible. The cases have been running about 150,000 to 160,000 a day for the last few weeks. It seems to have peaked, but it's kind of erratic right now, so we're going to have to wait another week or so to see what happens. the death rate, notice in the past, as the case rate rises, the death rate lags it. The death rate right now is running at around 1,500 per day. Now, just to put that in context, if we, that you know, last week we didn't celebrate, that's the wrong word for it, we remembered 9/11 with a lot of somberness and seriousness. And in 9/11, 3,000 people died as a result of those horrible attacks. Well, today and tomorrow, those 2 days, as many people will die from COVID as died in 9/11. And then the day after tomorrow and the day after that, in those 2 days, another 3,000 people will die. So trying to get to herd immunity by just saying, let's let the disease run through the population, is like running through about 3 9/11s a week for quite a while until we get there, which I personally don't think is worth it. So here's what will happen is consumer confidence, the decline in consumer confidence, it was running very high. It's dropped off quite a bit recently from 128.9 to 114 in just 2 months. It's still higher than it was during the depths of the crisis last year, but it's back down to where it was in 2017. This is all Delta variant, and so if we don't start getting better numbers on the COVID numbers, this will continue to slow consumer behavior for the next several months.
Thank you very much, Bill, and stay tuned for more coverage of Credit Union Student Choices Empower You here on CU Broadcast.